Anong favorite part mo sa mga fairy tales? Yung bang natalo yung dragon? O kaya hinalikan ng prince yung princess? O yung nakuha nila yung treasure? Akong paborito kong part sa mga fairy tales at Disney movies ay yung ending na sinasabi, "And they live happily ever after." Yan sana ang gusto natin sa buhay, no? That we live happily ever after. But in reality, hindi laging ganyan ang ending. Kagaya ng pag-aaralan natin ngayon tungkol sa isang storya, no, ng dalawang disciples ni Jesus who felt let down by the sad and tragic ending. I'm talking about the two disciples who walked to Emmaus. Basahin po natin ang sabi sa Luke chapter 24, verse 32. Sabi po dito, "And they said to one another, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?'" Pagpalain po ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, dalangin po namin na imulat mo ang aming mga mata upang makita namin ang iyong kagandahan at ang layunin mo sa aming buhay. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Amen. Last week po pinag-usapan natin walking in the truth. Medyo mahirap pong gawin ito. But what is more difficult is walking to Emmaus. You know, Emmaus is 7 miles or 11 kilometers away from Jerusalem going westward. No? Patungo po ito ng kanluran. So for these two disciples, this is a walk away from truth and reality. It's towards the sunset, patungo po sa paglubog ng araw, away from their hopes and dreams. Kasi bakit ganun ang kanilang pakiramdam? Kasi nga, their hopes were dashed because they were hoping that Jesus would be the king and the Messiah. But it ended up that Jesus was tortured and executed. Kaya po, malungkot silang naglalakad pa uwi. And for most of us, this walk to Emmaus could be a walk to the hospital or to the school's guidance office or maybe a walk to the bank with your bouncing check or a walk alongside a funeral march or a walk away from a broken relationship. Well, this kind of walk does not challenge your belief regarding truth, but this kind of walk challenges your faith in relation to God. Does God care? Nagmamalasakit ba ang Panginoon? Where is God during the pandemic? If God is in control, why did He not prevent it from happening? Mahal ba tayo ng Panginoon? Bakit mayroong mga COVID patient na gumagaling at may mga COVID patient na hindi gumagaling? Namimili ba ang Diyos? Ito ba'y palatandaan na siya'y malapit ng bumalik? Ito ba'y conspiracy? Sino bang dapat nating sisihin dito? China ba? US ba? Bill Gates ba? O si Trump? How can we make sense of this worldwide crisis? You know, walking to Emmaus is a journey many people take. It's a walk in disappointment. But it need not be a walk of despair because it can also be a walk of discovery and a walk towards your destiny. Pag-aralan natin tong tatlo na ito. Number one is a walk in disappointment. This story is recorded in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, sandwiched between the resurrection story and the reappearance of Jesus. 23 verses in all. So itong dalawang disciples na ito, hindi po mga kilalang disciples. Ito yung mga second layer disciples, mga junior disciples po ito. Hindi ito mga kilalang disciples, kagaya nila Peter, nila John, nila James, no? Isa po dito ay si Cleopas. Wala tayong masyadong alam tungkol sa kay Cleopas. At yung isa ay hindi pa pinangalanan. Nagpapakita ito sa atin mga kapatid that God cares even for the second layer disciples, doon sa mga rank and file, doon sa mga employees down the line. No? Mahal din pala ng Panginoon, hindi lamang yung mga primary leaders niya, kundi yung mga next generation leaders. And while they were walking, they were talking. In verse 15, actually, they were not just discussing, but they were debating. They were reasoning. No? Nagtatalo po sila. Siguro bahagi ito nung stigma o nung bahagi nung trauma because of the tragedy. Pagka talaga dumadaan ka sa isang trahedya, you need someone to talk to so that you can ventilate your feelings. No? Kapag ka kasi punong-puno ang ating isip, punong-puno ang ating puso, sasabog po tayo kapag ka hindi tayo nagkwento o nagtanong o nag-analyze. No? And that's our way of letting out the feelings. No? In counseling, ang tawag po dito ay catharsis. At kapag ka may mga tragedies, meron pong ginagawang intervention at nagkakaroon ng mga debriefing. Siguro one reason why Filipinos are so resilient, or actually the Filipinos are the most resilient people in the world. Yung bang bumabagyo na, nakangiti pa. Bumabaha na, nagsasayaw pa. No? Ang isang dahilan siguro ay sapagkat meron tayong diwa ng pagsama o yung meron tayong kasama sa lahat ng ating mga paglalakbay at sa mga hamon ng buhay. At dahil meron tayong nakakasama, no, meron tayong kasalo. Meron tayong kahati. Meron tayong karamay. No? Kaya itong dalawa na ito, in a way, parang they are consoling themselves, they're comforting each other with what happened. But we all know that even if we can let out our feelings through catharsis and makahinga tayo ng maluwag, kulang pa rin yun. No? Because we need the Lord. Dito pumasok ang Lord habang naglalakad sila patungong kanluran. Sumama si Jesus sa kanilang paglalakad. But in verse 16, ang sabi dito, ang kanilang mga mata ay hindi nabuksan, kaya hindi nila nakilala si Jesus Christ. At ang pakiramdam nga nitong dalawa na ito, in verse 18, si Jesus ay isang dayo. No? Kasi nung tinatanong, anong pinag-uusapan ninyo? No? Ang sabi nung dalawa ay, ikaw lang ba ang dayo na hindi nakakaalam ng lahat ng mga nangyari sa Jerusalem? Samantalang parang headline ito, trending ito, usap-usapan ng mga tao, balitang-balita, tapos hindi mo alam. No? Nasaan ka ba? Parang gano'n, ano? Ang tanong doon sa hindi nila nakilalang stranger na walang iba kundi si Jesus pala. Alam mo mga kapatid, minsan ganyan ang pakiramdam natin sa Diyos. Ano? Habang tayo nagluluksa, habang tayo naghihimutok, habang tayo nagsisintimiento, katabi na pala natin ang Diyos, hindi pa natin nararamdaman. Nandiyan na pala siya, pero ang turing natin sa kanya, estranghero, dayuhan. At ang pakiramdam natin sa Diyos ay walang alam sa mga nangyayari sa ating buhay. At ang mas malala, walang pakialam sa nagaganap sa atin. Kung papansinin po ninyo yung kwento ng dalawa, They talked about Jesus, His mighty words and mighty works, and what happened to Him. It's all about the past, no? At ang kanila mga, siguro yung pagnanais na sana, He could have done this or He could have done that. Ito sanang nangyari, no? So ang kwento po nila has something to do with what Jesus, or what happened to Jesus, or what He could have done. And their eyes were prevented from seeing who the real Jesus was. I mean, kasama mo na ang Panginoon, hindi mo pa nakita at hindi mo pa naramdaman. Kapatid, in your pain and suffering, Jesus is with you. And He knows what is happening in your life. Every details of what happened and every emotion that goes with it. God is not distant. God is not absent. He is not indifferent. In fact, He listened to their brokenness. Kaya minsan nga lang, mas madali makipag-usap sa mga estranghero, no? Kasi alam mong hindi ka huhusgahan, no? Siguro kaya din hindi pinakilala ni Jesus ang kanyang sarili. Because it is easier to talk to a stranger about your true feelings. At atong sinabi nitong dalawa na ito, sabi nung dalawa, umasa kami eh. Sabi niya, we had hoped. Umasa kami. No? na we will live happily ever after. Pero anong nangyari? Our hopes were dashed. Si Jesus, akala namin siya yung Messiah. Pero hindi pala. Nabigo kami. You know, sablay eh. Parang epic fail ito eh. Olats talaga. So, why? Because we were hoping that he will be the king. He will overthrow the Roman government. And he will establish his kingdom. Pero anong nangyari? He was humiliated right in front of us. He was tortured and he was executed. At ang mabigat nito, while we were in Jerusalem, today, just this morning, sabi nung dalawa, may mga babae na naghahallucinate. Sabi, nag-iilusyon, nakita daw nila na walang laman yung tomb. Pero hindi naman nila nakita si Jesus. No? At yun naman, mga ibang gullible na mga disciples, napaniwala naman na nabuhay nga si Jesus. Kaya lang, wala namang ebidensya. Wala namang ebidensya na talagang nabuhay siya. Ito talaga mga paasang babae na ito, siguro sabi nila. Ito talaga mga paasa mga disciple na ito, no? At minsan ganyan ang nararamdaman natin, ano, sa mga paasang tao sa paligid natin, mga paasang kliyente na magbabayad, hindi naman nagbabayad, mga paasang professor, no, na hindi sisipot, mga paasang girlfriend or boyfriend, paasang benefactor, no? Sa paligid po natin napakarami talaga mga paasa. At ito ay nakaka-disappoint talaga. But the real reason why they were disappointed, no? Hindi dahil mataas ang expectations nila. Eh. Ang underlying problem is that they no longer want to engage. They no longer want to learn from the Lord. Kasi umasa sila, no? Akala nila parang ganito eh. Akala namin kasama namin Diyos, hindi pala. Akala namin kakampi namin ng Diyos, hindi pala. So, anong ginawa? Nag-shutdown na. Ayaw mo nang matuto, ayaw mo nang mag-engage, ayaw mo nang ibukas pa ang iyong puso. Ang sikreto, mga kapatid, no? When disappointment comes in your life, be open. Open your heart, open your mind, no? And let God move. And let God show Himself. And let God teach you. At pag namulat ang iyong mga mata sa katotohanan, you will find out that God is, that He is good. He is with you. He cares. And He can satisfy your desires and your dreams. Hindi lang siguro sa paraan na inasahan mo. But He will always deliver. So don't walk this path of disappointment. Don't walk to Emmaus in despair. Why? Because this can also be a walk of discovery. No? Kita natin kanina, a walk of this in disappointment, ngayon po a walk of discovery. Okay. So, in your moment of disappointment, one thing for sure, God will walk alongside with you. But it doesn't have to end there, you know, your walk in disappointment, in despondency, it doesn't have to end there. It doesn't have to be a walk in depression or a walk of despondency and dejection. Maaaring broken ka at hinayaan mo na ikaw ay madurog at mabasag sa harapan ng Panginoon, pero your brokenness should be evaluated through the lens of the scriptures. And this is exactly how Jesus did it. In verse 25, nung naikwento na nila yung kanilang himutok at sentimiento, ang sabi ni Jesus in verse 25, "Oh, foolish ones!" No? Sa Tagalog, medyo masakit pakinggan. No? Hindi ba kayo makaintindi? Yun ang ibig sabihin ng Lord. Bakit ang kupad ng inyong pangunawa? Ba't hindi nyo mag-gets? No? Bakit napakabagal ninyong unawain ang sinasabi ng mga propeta? You slow of heart to believe what the prophet said from the scriptures. So ano ginawa ni Jesus Christ? No? He explained the scriptures. Mga kapatid, Jesus could have revealed himself immediately, but he didn't. Bakit sinuspend ni Jesus yung pagpapakilala sa kanyang sarili? Bakit ang ginawa niya ay pinroseso muna niya ito? Kasi minsan, ano, kahit ibigay mo ang sagot, kung hindi dumaan sa tamang proseso, hindi pa rin maiintindihan. At ang ginawa ni Jesus ay hindi lang i-reveal ang kanyang sarili physically, but to go back to the scriptures. Kasi alam niya, hindi naman magtatagal, aalis din siya. So the believers, the disciples, must always go back to the Word of God, must always go back to the scriptures to process them. And I found the four steps, no, in processing these two disciples. Ang unang process na ginawa ni Jesus ay yung sinasabi ko kanina na catharsis or ventilation. Sa Tagalog, ang term ko dyan ay pagbuntong hininga, no? Pagbuntong hininga. Hinayaan muna niyang makahinga itong dalawa na ito, no? At mailabas ang kanilang maisiwalat ang laman ng kanilang kalooban. Pangalawa, pagkatapos ng pagbuntong hininga ay yung pagsasaliksik at pagbubulay-bulay ng salita ng Diyos. So yung mag-reflect ka kung anong mga pangako ng Diyos, ano bang sinasabi talaga ng Panginoon? At dito, inulit niya from the book of Moses, sabi niya, hindi mo niyo ba naalala, no? Noong nagkasala si Adan sa kasi Eva, no, immediately pinangako ng Diyos na may tagapagligtas na darating, dudurugin ng paa, ng tagapagligtas, ang ulo ni Satanas, kaya lang, masasaktan. Yung tagapagligtas, ang kanyang paa ay madudurog, masasaktan ang kanyang paa. At di ba sinabi din ni Daniel, ang sabi dito ay, you know, the Messiah will be cut off. Mamamatay ang Messiah. Sabi din ni David, no? Ang kanyang kamay ay ipapako. Ano? Ang kanyang mga paa ay ipapako. Sabi din ni Isaiah, no? Masusugatan, masasaktan, masisira ang mukha ng tagapagligtas hanggang kanyang kamatayan. All of this, ang sabi ni Jesus, this is a necessary journey. That before the Son of God can be glorified, He has to go through sufferings and even death. At sa buhay natin, mga kapatid, kinakailangan din meron tayong daanan. No? A necessary journey that we have to embrace, we have to go through. Pero isang bagay ang maganda at comfort natin, in this necessary journey, the Lord is with us. So nakita natin pagbuntong hininga, pangalawa, pagseliksik sa salita ng Diyos, pangatlo ay pagdama kay Jesus. Kasi sabi ng dalawa, habang nagkukwento ang Panginoong Jesus tungkol sa scriptures, talaga naglalagablab ang kanilang puso, no? So bago pa nila maranasan ang pagkakita kung sino si Jesus, hinaplos muna ng Panginoong Jesus ang kanilang puso, no? At pagkatapos ng pagdama kay Jesus, yung pagbangon, no? Nung nabuksan ang kanilang mga mata, pagkatapos pirasuhin ni Jesus ang tinapay, no? Ay nakita nila how the reality of the presence of Jesus and the reality of the mission of Jesus, and immediately they returned to Jerusalem. Amazing, di ba? So nakita natin dito yung apat na baitang. Una, pagbubuntong hininga. Pangalawa, pagsasaliksik ng salita ng Diyos. Pangatlo, pagdama yung encounter with Jesus. At pangatlo, yung pagbangon. Kasi ayaw niyang manatili ka diyan sa yung kinasadlakang kalungkutan at depression. You should always go back to the scriptures. You should always have this experience of serendipity or hilarious discovery from the Word of God. And this should be a walk of discovery. At panghuli, pangatlo, hindi lamang a walk in disappointment, a walk of discovery, but this could be a walk to your destiny. It could be a walk to your destiny. At paano mangyayari yun? No? It is when you invite Jesus, no, to your heart. Itong dalawang disciples na ito, habang nag-uusap sila, naramdaman nila na mayroong kakaiba sa kausap nila. At ang sabi nila, can we invite you to stay over and paggabi na, kumain ka muna dito and magtuloy tayo sa kwentuhan natin. Ano? So they invited this stranger na hindi nila alam na si Jesus pala. At noong kumakain na sila, no, actually, hindi naman si Jesus ang may-ari ng bahay, eh, di ba? Pero nung nakaupo na sila sa mesa at nagsimula nang ilagay yung tinapay, alam mo ginawa ni Jesus? Kinuha niya yung tinapay at hinati niya yung tinapay. Hindi siya ang host, but he made himself the host. And these two allowed Jesus to take the lead. So anong sikreto para ka makabangon? Anong sikreto para matuklasan mong muli ang iyong destiny? Mula doon sa siguro mga abo-abo ng iyong pangarap at mga pira-pirasong bahagi ng iyong puso na nadurog ng kasiphayuan at ng kabiguan. Invite him to your heart. Invite him to your home. And not only that, invite him to be your host. Let him take the lead. Alam niyo po, nung una, nakita natin yung scriptures, ano? Na talagang yung salita ng Diyos talagang nagpaliyab sa kanilang puso. At noong kakain na sila bago sila kumain, ang ginawa ni Jesus ay kinuha niya yung tinapay at nanalangin si Jesus. And he spoke the blessing. At sa harapan ng dalawang disciples, junior disciples niya, dinurog niya yung tinapay at ibinigay sa dalawa. Alam niyo po, nung makita ito ng dalawang disciples, ni Cleophas sa kanyang kaibigan, doon po namulat ang kanilang mga mata. When Jesus broke the bread. That made sense. Ang tanong, paanong nangyaring namulat ang kanilang mga mata sa pamamagitan lang ng paghahati o pagpipiraso ng tinapay? Dahil ba naaalala nila yung kanilang ritual, yung kanilang ginagawa lagi na si Jesus lagi nagbe-break ng bread at umiinom sa cup ng wine? Dahil naaalala ba nila yon na may mga reminiscences sila na ginagawa lagi ni Jesus yon? Kaya nabuksan ang kanilang mga mata. Was it the reason? Is it because of the ritual? Maaari. Pero ang mas tingin ko dito, nabuksan ang kanilang mga mata. Nung makita nila yung tinapay, sa kamay ni Jesus ay nadurog. Sa kamay ni Jesus ay nagkapira-piraso. At nung kinukwento ni Jesus yung Old Testament, yung scriptures, na-realize na, oo nga, ano, ang tagapagligtas pala ay dapat madurog muna. Ang tagapagligtas pala ay dapat magkapira-piraso. Ang tagapagligtas pala ay dapat palang magkahiwa-hiwalay para sa amin. Nung unti-unting nagliliwanag ang kanilang mga mata, no, at ang kanilang puso ay talagang tumitibok, kumakabog at kinakabahan, no, habang tinitingnan nila yung tinapay sa kamay ni Jesus. At nung iniabot ni Jesus sa kanilang dalawa ang tinapay, at kinuha nila yung tinapay, doon nila nakita ang butas na palad ni Jesus. At doon lang nila napagtanto na ang kaharap nila ay walang iba kundi ang tagapagligtas, ang Panginoon, ang hari ng mga hari. At bago pa nila magawang makaluhod sa Panginoon, bago pa nila magawang mayakap ang Panginoon, bago pa nila maipahayag ang kanilang pagmamahal sa Panginoon, biglang nawala ang Lord. It's so amazing. You know, the Holy Communion made a whole lot of difference, no, when we understand na ang pagpipiraso pala ng tinapay ay kinakailangang masaktan muna ang tagapagligtas bago siya dalhin sa kaluwalhatian. At ang pagbibiyak natin ng tinapay, every time we celebrate the Holy Communion, is a realization on our part as well that there will be times of breaking. There will be times that we will be broken. But stay calm. Why? Because the Lord is walking with you and the Lord is with you. It should be a walk of discovery and a walk towards your destiny. Don't lose heart. Just open your heart. Open your home and make him the host of your life. At alam niyo po, itong dalawa na ito, nung ma-realize nila na ang kasama pa nila, pala nila ay ang Panginoon, hindi nila makontain yung kagalakan sa kanilang puso. Hindi na po sila nakakain. Alam niyo po yun. Sa sobrang galak po nila, sa sobrang tuwa nila, nagmamadali na po silang iniwanan ang kanilang kinakain. Hindi na sila nagligpit. Hindi na sila nagpahinga. Hindi na po sila natulog. Sa sobrang joy na meron po sila. Bakit? Buhay ang tagapagligtas. Hindi nagtagumpay ang kamatayan sa kanya. Hindi nagtagumpay ang karamdaman sa kanya. Hindi nagtagumpay ang kahirapan sa kanya. Hindi nagtagumpay ang kasalanan sa kanya. Hindi nagtagumpay si Satanas sa kanya. Buhay ang tagapagligtas. Makapangyarihan ng Panginoon. No? Sa sobrang tuwa po nila, sabi na kailangang marinig ito ng ating mga kaibigan. Kailangang marinig nilang mabuting balita. Kailangang ma-share natin ito sa kanila upang mabuhay na maguli ang kanilang pag-asa. They realize that they have a destiny. They realize that they have a story to tell. They realize that they have a testimony so great that others should hear about it so that their hopes will rise again. Amen. At pagbalik po nila doon sa Jerusalem where the believers were, ay hindi po sila magkamalaman kung paano nila ikukwento yung nangyari. Kaya napakahalaga po, bumalik tayo sa community. Let us go back to the community. Let us go back to the fellowship. Let us share with one another the goodness of the Lord, the faithfulness of the Lord, how He answers our prayers. No? Share natin sa isa't isa so that we can stir up one another, we can stimulate one another. That's our destiny. At alam mo, habang sila nagkukwentuhan sa ginawang himala ng Panginoon, biglang dumating ng Panginoon sa kanilang kalagitnaan. At alam po ninyo, pinakilala ni Jesus kung sino talaga siya sa kanyang mga disciples. Ipinahawak ang kanyang kamay. Ipinakitang siya'y buhay. At hindi lang yun. No? Nabuhay ang kanilang mga espiritu, na nauli ang kanilang pag-asa, ang kanilang lakas. Nagkaroon sila ng bagong sigla sa tawag ng Diyos. At lalong luminaw yung vision. Lalong naglagablab sa kanilang puso ang misyon na ipahayag si Jesus sa buong sangkalupaan. Purihin ang Diyos. Purihin ang Panginoon.
I don't understand. The things he did. The things he said. I was certain he was the one.
What kind of conversation is this? Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things which have happened there these days?
What things?
The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth.
He was a prophet, mighty indeed, word before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem Israel.
Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? You hoped it was he who would redeem Israel.
Yes.
Was it not in the garden, when sin was birthed, that the conquering of sin was promised? From the beginning, there was the promised coming of one who would smite that serpent of old. but not without suffering affliction.
What relevance does any of this have with the Messiah? You call us fools, claiming we do not believe the prophets. My entire life, I lived under the foot of Rome. The only hope I had was in the prophets, in the words they had written, in the Messiah they had promised, this Jesus. I hoped, I believed, he was the one. And then they killed him.
While under the foot of other nations in Babylon, Daniel prophesied that the Messiah would be cut off, but not for his sake. David said that his hands and feet would be pierced, his garments would be divided, and for his clothing they would cast lots. Just as the rock in the wilderness had to be struck by Moses in order to bring forth water, so too the Son of Man had to be stricken to bring forth living water.
Our village is here. Please abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent.
Father, thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, that hunger may be satisfied. Remember the suffering servant spoken of by Isaiah. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed.
Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road? He opened the scripture to us.
We have to tell everyone.
We have to tell others. Napakagandang ending ng short film na yan. We have to tell others. Now the question is, did these disciples live happily ever after? Well, probably yes, probably not. But there's a better way to end it. It's not living happily ever after, but they live hopefully ever after. Hope is powerful. Kapatid, your walk to Emmaus need not be a walk of disappointment. It can be a walk of discovery, and it can be a walk towards your destiny. So are you in despair? Do you feel hopeless? Do you feel helpless? I just pray that you will open your eyes and open your heart, because Jesus is walking with you. And as you open your heart, open the Bible, open the scriptures, and find Jesus. Everything that happens in our lives will only make sense when you look at the cross, when you look at Jesus. He is walking with you. He is with you. Let Him love you. Let Him keep you warm. Let Him feed you. Let Him heal you. And let Him bring you to your destiny. Let's pray. Bago ako manalangin, tandaan mo kapatid, mahal ka ng Panginoon. At nais niyang siya'y pumasok sa iyong puso. At kung nais mong maranasan siya, isang simpleng panalangin lang ang katapat niya. Sumunod ka sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, salamat sapagkat sinasamahan mo pala ako sa panahon ng aking kalungkutan at sa panahon ng aking pagdaramdam. Imulat mo po ang aking mga mata upang makita kita at maunawaan ko sa liwanag ng iyong salita na ikaw ang aking buhay na tagapagligtas. Ikaw ang makapangyarihang Panginoon. At sa oras na ito, patawarin mo ako sa aking mga kasalanan, sa aking mga pag-aalinlangan at mga pagdududa. At ako'y magtiwala sa iyo. Ikaw na ang aking tagapagligtas at Panginoong paglilingkuran habang ako'y nabubuhay. Salamat sa iyong pagsama at salamat sa paghatid mo sa akin, sa aking destiny. Salamat sa buhay na walang hanggan. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Amen. And let me pray for every one of us. Panginoon, sa oras po na ito, dalangin ko ang aking mga kapatid na maraming tanong, maraming mga pagdaramdam at maraming mga kalungkutan sa buhay. Dalangin kong iparamdam mo sa aking kapatid na ito na hindi siya nag-iisa. Na habang siya'y naglalakbay sa gitna ng kanyang kalungkutan, kasama mo siya. At dalangin ko, Panginoon, na huwag matapos sa kalungkutan ang kanyang paglalakbay, kundi mauwi ito sa pagtuklas ng iyong kabutihan at kagandahang loob mula sa iyong salita. At bandang huli, Panginoon, once my brother, my sister have an encounter with you on a personal basis, Lord, bring my brother and my sister to his and her destiny. Salamat po, Panginoon Diyos. Salamat sa pag-asa na meron kami dahil si Jesus ay buhay. At kahit dumaraan kami sa mga pagdurusa at paghihirap, may katapusan din ang lahat ng ito sapagkat may naghihintay na kaluwalhatian, may naghihintay na kaginhawaan, may pag-asa kami na matatapos ang lahat at magiging mabuti at maayos ang lahat dahil mahal na mahal mo kami. Nawa, O Diyos, sa aming mga buhay, ikaw ang patuloy na maluwalhati. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Amen.